One World Economic System. Nizara. The Political Agenda of the Beast. By Sherry Schreiner. The arrival of the Antichrist is not something most of the church crowd expects to happen right now. They have been conditioned to believe in a massive disappearance around the world of believers before the tribulation period even begins. This is known as the pre-tribulation rapture. The Bible codes indicate that most people are going to be completely surprised and in a panic when they see Lucifer coming through the clouds surrounded by UFOs incarnated in a human's body declaring he is the prophesied Messiah to come. Since most of the religions around the world are awaiting a Messiah or prophet to come, he will be able to deceive them all because he will cater to them all. The government has spent millions of dollars in technology, particularly on the space station to help with the theatrics of his arrival to Earth. A gramophone mounted at the space station will announce his arrival and harp will orchestrate holographics to play along with the facade. I helped expose government involvement from information that came out of their black operations program called the Blue Beam Project, which I revealed on my website at thewatcherfiles.com/bluebeam and was later confirmed in the Bible codes. I learned that they will claim those in the UFOs are ascended masters, our forefathers, and creators, or even angelic beings, his host of angels since he is God, and it will be a worldwide spectacular event, also aired live on TV as it happens. The Bible codes reveal massive panic among the nations of the world, not the huge acceptance he expects. Maybe that is why he is so angry when he arrives. I've never been able to pin exactly what angers him so much, but when Lucifer arrives as the Antichrist, he is angry. I do not know if he will display it or hide it, but he does not hide it for long. One of the first things he does is make a visible example of his enemies to scare everyone else into accepting him. Imagine the panic of the millions of church pew Christians who expected to be raptured off the earth before that spectacle ever came. And instead of seeking Yahweh as to what is going on, they will head back to the same churches who have deceived them over the ages and expect to find answers. The scary thing is, the beast's prophets are already in place. They're leading our biggest denominations and churches, and they will not give the people the truth of what is going on, but in collusion with Satan will verify that this person who came in the clouds with the UFOs is indeed Jesus the Messiah. Those following religion have always been confident in the false belief that they will not be deceived because they are the elect. Says who? Define elect. Yes, the elect will not be deceived because they are not in the churches listening to or following man. They have sought Yahweh for the truth, and they were led out of the paganism and lies in the churches. The Lord pulled me out of them years ago. And you will hear the same thing from hundreds, even thousands of others who have sought the Lord for the truth, and he has had them leave the churches as well. Deception is not just going to be rampant then, it's everywhere now. Most people will not even know we are in the tribulation period until it hits them smack on the head, if they so choose to even wake up then. Millions of Christians will be herded onto trains and taken to their deaths just from the acts of martial law alone, which are coming to this country. The camps are built, the trains are ready, and the churches are sleeping. When the chip or mark is enforced, you have to wonder if people will recognize it for what it is. In Revelation chapter 13 it says, "By deception the world is deceived." I've seen in the codes how FEMA and other government organizations will enforce the beast mark as an economic policy. They are not going to tell people it is swearing allegiance to Lucifer. It's an economic policy that every nation of the world puts into legislation and enforces. The coming economic policy. The Beast Prosperity Program. What is this coming economic policy that will be so widely accepted and put mankind into slavery? If that is the end result, then how does it so deceptively get accepted to begin with? Surely we are smarter than to accept something that will only ultimately lead to our own destruction. Nothing new is going to happen in the last days. Everything happening then can be seen now working and being prepared behind the scenes. Over the past several years, an economic policy called the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, NESRA, has come into the forefront. NESRA claims it would abolish the Federal Reserve System and provide for the buyout of all shares and facilities of the Federal Reserve Corporation by the U.S. Treasury. This NISARA would allegedly wipe out over 90% of the U.S. national debt because the Federal Reserve System's charge of fees and interest are the main causes of the U.S. national debt. Therefore, after the buyout, the government could wipe out over 90% of the debt. NISARA sounds good at a glance. But it gets so much better. It promises to be a huge prosperity program for everyone involved. Some of the major features of NISARA to become their propaganda battle cry is to improve liberty, prosperity, and sovereignty of average people worldwide. It is to ensure the average person's life is improved and their financial and economic assets are safeguarded. They are ensuring liberty and sovereignty while at the same time taking it away and demanding you conform to their economic model. This is not an offer, NISARA is a demand. A global tyranny about to take over, and for those who do not conform they will be subjugated and taken over by those who do. NISARA features a new U.S. Treasury bank system of which is imminent and claims that U.S. bank officials have been aware of the U.S. Treasury bank system for over a year and confirm the Rainbow Project, that is the new U.S. Treasury currency. The proponents of NISARA claim people in most countries will receive bank-related debt forgiveness for credit card debt, mortgages, car loans, education loans, personal loans, home refinancing mortgages, home equity loans, etc. similar to what people in the U.S. are receiving. Credit cards issued by major merchants such as Sears will also be forgiven because the funds backing these merchant credit cards are ultimately linked back to banks. And all credit unions will be forced to become a part of the new U.S. Treasury bank system? How can they wipe out personal debt? The plan is to pay the banks and credit unions $8,500 per credit card to erase the credit card balances and then bribe people with additional generous amounts of money to forgive the car, education, mortgage, personal, refinancing, and other loans people are held hostage by. This money is allegedly coming from funds that have been accumulating over 20 years in European banks. According to their own publications, there will be increases in the monthly amounts of social services payments similar to what people in the U.S. receive for Social Security retirement payments, disability payments, and family support payments, etc. within a few months of NISARA being announced. All federal government social services payments will be continued after NISARA until U.S. citizen/sovereign/natural persons begin receiving funds from the new prosperity programs. The proponents claim, the new prosperity programs will be publicly announced after NISARA is announced. Eventually, all people worldwide will have access to these programs. According to NISARA proponents, there has been enough money in the world for the last 30 years that if the money were evenly distributed, every person would be a millionaire. 5% of the world's people control 95% of the world's wealth. NISARA frees up vast amounts of money for worldwide distribution to all the world's people except those people serving the dark agenda. NISARA initiates the distribution of vast wealth to people all across the world. You can view more of the plan in detail at omegansaraliars.com/nisara-detail. I think in particular, what cracked me up the most was the statement that everyone can get wealthy by worldwide distribution of money except those who serve the dark agenda. Exactly what is considered by the beast crowd to be the dark agenda. I assume it is us, those who seek and follow the Most High God and not theirs of mammon. The National Economic Security and Reformation Act NISARA provides major benefits to Americans including forgives credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt due to illegal banking and government activities. Abolishes income tax. Abolishes IRS. Creates flat rate non-essential new items only sales tax revenue for government. Increases benefits to senior citizens. Returns constitutional law. Establishes new presidential and congressional elections within 120 days after NISARA's announcement. Monitors elections and prevents illegal election activities of special interest groups. Creates new U.S. Treasury currency, rainbow currency, backed by gold, silver, and platinum precious metals. Returns constitutional law to all our courts and legal matters. Initiates new U.S. Treasury bank system in alignment with constitutional law. Eliminates the Federal Reserve System. Restores financial privacy. retrains all judges and attorneys in constitutional law, ceases all aggressive, U.S. government military actions worldwide, establishes peace throughout the world, initiates first phase of worldwide prosperity distribution of vast wealth which has been accumulating for many decades, releases enormous sums of money for humanitarian purposes, enables the release of new technologies such as alternative energy devices. Excerpted from NESARA.US. Also, 1. Each country must abolish their income taxes. 2. Each country must agree to institute common law. 3. Each country must have government leaders elected by the people. 4. Each country must agree to live in peace. 5. Each country must bestow universal prosperity to all their citizens by using the money-making formulas and processes which have a proven 200-year track record of success in providing massive prosperity. According to the Omegans, this law is already on the books, just waiting to be announced. They promote it as an act of peace, yet this is then enforced upon the entire world, regardless of whether they want it or not. It is a global agenda. NESARA is nothing but a money and wealth bribe. And naturally people want to be wealthy, it's enticing. No more bills, a chance to be a millionaire, and they will buy it hook, line, and sinker. What they do not realize is that this is the same system that actually ran interplanetary during the pre-Adamic era. There is nothing new about the New World Order. It is the old order repackaged and coming back for the last days with, once again, Lucifer at the top running it. As before, Lucifer was at the time a cherub in charge of Earth and other planets, and in his greed and pride, rebelled and wanted to be like God. He boasted that he would become like the Most High. In these last days, he will be allowed to play God for 42 months. His assistant, partner, what the Bible calls the second beast, who the churches call the false prophet, will perform miracles and claim that the Antichrist is the one who gave him the power to do it. Therefore, proclaiming this Messiah, Lucifer, the Antichrist is God. If and when NESARA is announced, it will begin the total dissolving of the Illuminati's worldwide behind-the-scenes control and domination efforts. In effect, we trade one global tyrant, the Illuminati who are working to bring in their own NWO for another, the Omegans and their NESARA NWO. The Omegans are Lucifer's armies, the Omega Army, the Last Days Army. And they are not referring to Yahweh's armies of 144,000. The Omegans are literal aliens and those who support their agenda. As for the aliens, the Anok, the Draco, the Reptilians, and Greys. They will roam the earth and enforce the policies of the Antichrist. They are not friendly. They are hostile. When famine comes from the judgments of Yahweh for the world accepting Lucifer as its leader, the food will run out, and the Anok, as they did before during and before Noah's time, will prey on the humans as food. The Omegans. The Omegans are the ones behind NESARA. The leaders are ascended master liar Saint Germain, his supporters refer to him as a saint, I say he isn't, thus the spelling, Saint, and ascended master liar Sanandamatria. The Dove of Oneness is the official announcer for NESARA activity. The Omegans call themselves the White Knights and claim that the term White Knights is borrowed from the Wall Street Journal and the world of big business when weaker companies are rescued from hostile takeovers by what is termed as a White Knight corporation or wealthy person. These are not real White Knights. From their own terminology, White Knights help prevent companies from hostile takeover, yet these Omegans, with their NESARA agenda, are subtly themselves declaring a hostile takeover of the entire world. If you do not join their program, you cannot buy or sell anything anywhere in the world. You cannot go down to the corner store and buy a loaf of bread unless you join the program, and you join this new economic program by getting the global chip that identifies you. They will promote new global technology that resembles smart card technology where they can put all your information on an implantable chip and without it, you cannot even continue to function in society. It will replace the need for cash, it will do everything the implantable chips you hear about now are doing, only it will be enforced instead of voluntary. The Apostle John warned us of this in Revelation 13, 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark, or chip, in, or on, their right hand, or in, or on, their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. I clarified some of the terms for reasons of importance and translations. It does not matter which translation you are reading of the Bible, just know that this mark can be a barcode, a tattoo, or an implantable chip, and just stay away from anything that is required to be put on or in your right hand or forehead, so you can keep functioning as a buyer and seller in society. This is the beast system that the apostle warned about. When you see it, and it's already here and coming even more so in the future to be enforced, then recognize it for what it is. It's a beast system and it's led by a beast. It is all from Satan, and it will enslave you and entrap your soul into allegiance to him. He deceived millions of angels into a rebellion against the Most High in the early ages, and he is going to use the same tactic of deception in the last days to deceive millions of people to once again join him in a rebellion against the Most High. The players. The two who really run the agenda for Nisera are Saint Germain and Saint Sananda. Some facts about Saint Germain. From their own files. He is known as the man who never dies and knows everything, although he reportedly ascended only 250 years ago. He founded Rosicrucianism and Freemasonry in England. He did this under the name Francis Bacon, several reincarnations in every era. It was his dream to create in America a new country free of corruption, greed, and dictatorial monarchies. He was instrumental in formulating the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States as they were being written by his Masonic followers who founded this nation. Their Masonic symbols can be seen on the dollar bill. He appears at meetings by walking through the walls. He displays supernatural powers. He wears a cross necklace. Some facts about Sananda. From their own files. He is beamed into meetings. He just shows up in the center or somewhere in the meeting room out of nowhere. Unlike Germain, who's seen walking through the walls. Don't bang your head on the way out. Ascended 2000 years ago. He's also known as Maitreya S. Anandapromotion.com. Is always seen with Saint Germain. Resembles the pictures we have grown up seeing as Jesus. You can see their pictures at my website OmegaAnswerLiars.com, and it will not take you long to discover that we have been led down the river of deception since we have been born and conditioned into believing what Jesus looks like, when it's not him at all, it's the Sananda who is coming portraying and mocking him. These pictures we have seen all our lives as Jesus are nothing more than the coming Sananda. Of course we knew those were really just artist renditions of what Jesus might look like, but to realize it was purposeful conditioning. This is going to not only put many into a panic because they are confused and think he might actually be the real Jesus, and yet anger most of those who know better. It's going to be complete chaos and confusion. Germain and Sananda display supernatural powers. I chose not to paraphrase this but to present it all in their own terms. It's straight from the horse's mouths about their leaders. Excerpted from white-nights911.com/dove/edove686: Some of you have asked about the Ascended Masters. There are over 20 Ascended Masters involved, however, the two that are closely involved with Nisera are Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain and Ascended Master Sananda. Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain ascended over 250 years ago. Ascended Master Sananda ascended over 2,000 years ago. These two have worked together on various projects for eons and are eternal beings. The King of Swords, Kos, our White Knight in the White House, along with many other White Knights in the DC area, frequently attends meetings where these two Ascended Masters are present in physical form. Accursed Ascended Aster Saint Germain is about 6'2 tall and he is buff, as the White Knights like to say. He has dark slightly curling hair, a mustache, and a short beard. He wears a dark violet, like the violet flame of which he often has spoken, colored tunic and pants with knee-high riding boots. Around his neck he wears a thick golden chain with a golden cross. He has visited me on a few occasions and I have compared notes on his appearance with others who have seen him in physical form. I recently received an email regarding a woman who is close friends with a U.S. senator, and the senator quoted someone in the White House who said during a meeting of the Bush cabinet, beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain was physically present and admonished Bush Jr. and the Bush cabinet as schoolyard bullies. I have not personally seen Ascended Master Sananda, but Kos and numerous white knights have seen him in physical form in meetings in the D.C. area and other places. It is impossible for anyone to impersonate the Ascended Masters, or use their names as aliases, because they have ways of proving who they are and have done so in world court. Also, they have unique ways of arriving at the meetings they attend. Accursed Ascended Master Saint Germain likes to announce his presence by walking through a wall into the meeting room. Since humans cannot walk through walls, this is one way beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain conveys it is truly he who is there, and his method of arrival is a subtle reminder of his authority. Ascended Master Sananda generally arrives at the meetings by beaming in like they do on Star Trek. The reason the Ascended Masters are here is because these are unusual times and they have planned for a long time to help Earth's people raise themselves out of the tyrannies, manipulation, and poverty in which they are now. I have frequently included articles from other sources which explain that the years between 1987 and 2012 are years about which there is both scientific and ancient cultural understandings that these years are unique. We have many indicators that we must change the situation on Earth for the better. The Ascended Masters have known for a long time that this divine timing was approaching and have been working for thousands of years on many actions which have been successful in getting us to the point that we Earth humans are knowledgeable enough to be able to do our parts to fix the problems on our planet. Most of the lingo common among those who are working to get Nisara announced is in itself a deceptive piece of art. Remember, this is the Omegans talking, not Christians. Notice how biblical the lingo sounds. This was excerpted from their prophecies of the coming Ascended Masters from FORWINDS10.com. The Father will raise up a mighty army of the faithful to deal a mighty blow to the cruel and greedy men of this world. He will pour out a mighty gift upon his little ones who will change the world for the betterment of all mankind. He will encamp a mighty angelic army with swords of fire to protect them. In those days he will call those children his Omegans. In heaven's perfect timing. Our golden age. They refer to the Antichrist as the Father with an angelic army who's coming from heaven. It's enough to make anyone cringe, if not completely sick. They even have their own prayer. The Nisara Violet Prayer. Note, I bind the evil power and influence of the Nisara Violet Prayer in Jesus Christ's name, and I confiscate its treasures cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Yahushua ben Yahweh. For educational purposes the prayer is only referenced and not included for the knowledge and protection of Yah's people. I am not including the actual prayer, but it includes the phrase Galactic Federation of Worlds and invokes white knights. This next part by Sherry Schreiner as she discusses the prayer. According to their website, this prayer has been used many times over during meditations in front of the Peace Palace of the World Court, The Hague, by European members of the Nisara Take Action Team. When Nisara is announced as our new economic policy, it is expected to require over 4 hours of non-stop babble on television over what it is and how it will run. According to their website, there will be no advance public notice that the Nisara law announcement is going to be broadcast. On the day Nisara is announced, there will be an unexpected break in normal broadcasting, and the television and radio stations will announce they are interrupting regular programming to cover breaking news from Washington, D.C. As the Nisara announcement broadcast begins, we will see U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice Rehnquist do a short introduction to Nisara, then the videotapes of Bush's and Cheney's resignation speeches will be broadcast, if it happens during their administration. Next we will see the Nisara President and Vice President Designate sworn in. The last part of the Nizara announcement will be almost 4 hours long and include Nizara's history, overview, and benefits. It is longtime Omegan Al Gore who would be sworn in as the designated president. As for vice president, it would be speculation, but I will speculate on Hillary Clinton for the job since she has been a longtime Omegan herself. This is the Omegan plan. However, the Bible codes indicate worldwide terror and shock. The world is numb. Not just at the outrageous entrance of UFOs, but the codes show this phony fake messiah as the announcer of Nizara is a savage and uncivilized beast who murders people on live television to make an example of his enemies and those against his agenda. This entire Nizara facade will backfire, and the world is completely shocked at the whole thing. Before the announcement, agenda plans call for a spectacular UFO invasion. The announcement will then suddenly show up on our televisions without any forewarning, similar to what they say about Mate Rhea appearing worldwide, it's the same person. The announcement process may consist of two parts. The first part is about 15 minutes and basically includes the return to constitutional law, Bush's and Cheney's resignations, the swearing-in of the Nizara president and vice president designates, and the president designate will briefly discuss bank debt forgiveness and declare peace immediately. Sound familiar? The second part is a process that takes place over several days and includes speeches and lectures revealing the new policy itself of Nizara. They say peace when there is no peace. Jeremiah 6:14 and Jeremiah 8:11. Their agenda promotes peace and prosperity. It all sounds good until you realize you are selling your soul to the devil to save a few bucks. It's just exchanging one global agenda for another. Nizara vs. Illuminati with Satan playing both sides. Yes, we would all like everything Nizara promises to give, but on our terms, not theirs, and without mocking the depiction and resemblance of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yahushua with their Germain and Sananda. How many will be deceived by Sananda when they see him for themselves and realize he looks, appearance, and sounds, terminology, just like the Jesus of the Bible? Will they know this is a deception? Nizara vs. The Bible Codes. Nizara is found in Genesis 40:14 in the Bible Codes. The clusters I found within the code speak for themselves. Ministry, agency, abominate, abomination, disgusting, repugnant Babylon, Omegan, backfire. Announcement, emergency, brotherhood, establishment, undertaking, project, calamitous, illusion, delusion, fallacy. Corrosion, demonic, ghoulish, falsehood, lie, backfire, Babylon, USA, cheated, deceived, fooled, nation, people. Satan, ministry, inform, improve, falsehood. Lie, Omegan. World, numb, shocked, overpowering, shocking, announcement, pact, concordat, terror, horror, terrorist, phony, Lord, Yahweh, backfire, savage, uncivilized, fraudulent, phony, fake, deceitful. Our real Heavenly Father is not coming in a swarm of UFOs to announce a new worldwide economic program. The Bible reveals quite an opposite picture of the one the Omegans are going to portray. The Second Coming of Christ. Revelation 19:11-16. And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written, that no man knew, but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. In Zechariah 4:5, it says, And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. Yahushua is not coming in a UFO. He is coming riding a white horse. He is coming with tens of thousands of his saints dressed in white robes and riding white horses, not aliens in UFOs. No announcement from a space station will be needed to get the world's attention of his arrival and descent. The world will see this huge procession from the skies as they slowly descend to Earth, taking many hours for the whole world to witness this event. He will arrive at the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem, and by the breath of his lips he will destroy the armies gathered for the great battle of Armageddon. Do not be deceived by the impostor that is coming bearing the name of Jesus. He is not the real Jesus. Jesus is not coming to bring peace and prosperity to the world, he is coming to judge and destroy it. He already came as a savior to the world, and the world rejected him at his first coming. In his second coming, he is coming as a warrior and a judge. The false Messiah coming will declare peace. Do not believe him. He will cause nothing but war, death, and destruction. In fact, this false Messiah will even come against the true believers of the real Jesus Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach. He will begin an earth cleansing process to kill and get rid of all those who stand in his way of implementing worldwide Satan worship unto himself, disguised as an economic program to bribe the gullible into accepting his chip and mark of loyalty. This false Messiah is Satan himself incarnate in man. Do not be deceived. Do not believe his lies. He himself wants to be worshipped as God, and he will cause families to go up against one another to betray those who believe in the real Son of God, even to death. Real believers in the real Son of God will be persecuted worldwide and killed for their faith. Even by those proclaiming to be Christians. Matthew 24, 4-13. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that ye be not troubled, for all the things must come to pass, but the end if not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes, in divers, various, places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, stumble, and shall betray one another, and shall hate on another, even those proclaiming to be Christians will be deceived and turn on their fellow brethren. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many, supernatural powers. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, Christians will start backsliding. But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. It is this Nisera that will be the political agenda and political platform of the Antichrist. When he arrives on earth, it is probably going to be the first thing he implements, as he uses it to bribe a greedy and gullible world into riches and prosperity. What better way to get 6 billion people to get a chip implanted than dangle the promises of $1 million over their head and the elimination of debt? And if that does not entice you, you will not have much choice, because, without getting the chip or mark, you cannot put gas in your car, you cannot cash your paycheck, you cannot buy food. You are going to find yourself hostage to either getting this chip and joining the Nisera system or just dying. The only religious exemption will be at the guillotine. It is better to die upholding your faith in Yahweh than to serve eternity in hell. Because if you join the Nisera system, the system of Revelation 13, you will automatically give your soul to Lucifer. This Nisera system will never last or work. The judgments from Yahweh alone will throw this world into mayhem and chaos, and all the money in the world will not be able to buy food that does not exist or save you from natural disasters you cannot control. Yahweh is going to destroy this world, and no amount of money or riches will save you from it. Better to die a martyr than enslaved to Satan and then cast into hell for eternity for turning your back on Yahweh. By deception, Lucifer will deceive the world. It's not an economic program but soul enslavement to Lucifer. Once you receive that chip or mark promoted as technological advancements, he owns your soul. Do not be deceived. hiddencodes.com/sherry/nesara.htm. Nesara and the Omegans, The Unveiling. By Sherry Schreiner. Believers in the Word of God have long been expecting the last days of biblical prophecy to surface. Believers in every age have anticipated its arrival, and with each turn of a century they were sure it was going to happen, but didn't. Is it time now? Are the last days prophesied throughout one-third of the Bible here? The problem with systematic theology is that everyone gets stuck in one interpretation, one way of thinking. And so the churches aren't prepared for curveballs. What if things don't happen exactly as they are expecting? We know to expect certain things, but how we come to the arrival and conclusion of those things is something people aren't aware of. They watch the daily news for signs of the times, but the problem is the news is controlled and so the public isn't getting the info they need to watch the times. Another problem is they limit themselves to single interpretations. What if those interpretations are wrong? They would have you think that anything contrary to what they preach isn't the truth, but the problem is what they are preaching isn't the truth. And in many cases, simply aren't preaching end times theology at all. I'm not saying I have all the truth, or I'm the sole person who has it. That would be idiocy. But what I can do and will do is what the Father has led me to do, and that is bring to the forefront things that could happen and how they will happen that brings us into end time events. Last year the Lord had me put up a website and start revealing the Nesara agenda and some of the players. I've also done research and Bible codes on Nesara, Sananda, and Germain. Why have I spent so much time on it? Because most people don't know a thing about it, and that it's one of the huge curveballs coming that most people are simply unprepared for. Nesara is the economic and political program of the Antichrist and false prophet to come. We know the second beast of Revelation is going to institute and have enforced a worldwide economic program that requires every person to have a mark in or on their right hand or forehead. We don't know if it's literal or metaphoric mark, but either way, joining and becoming a part of this new system they will implement will bring damnation to the souls who join it. What is Nesara? It stands for the National Economic Security and Reformation Act and promises to restore constitutional law, eliminate personal debt and bring new changes to our military, political, and economic systems. Who is behind it? Aliens. The fallen angels. Lucifer himself. One of the main, if not the main routes he is using to conquer and gain control of the earth to implement his worldwide rulership and control prophesied of in Revelation 13. While they blame earth's echo changes on pollutions, corporate abuse, and global warming, what they won't tell you is that the earthquakes and upheaval taking place today is the direct result of their presence here. We are forewarned in Matthew 24 of the earth and birth pangs, and folks, these are the birth pangs. It is the entrance of their orbs, planets, and huge moon-sized ships into our solar system that is causing the destruction of tsunamis, solar flares, plate shifts, earthquakes, and volcanic eruptions on Earth. The promises of Nesara and the changes it will bring to help humanity is the foot in the door these fallen ones have been using to get mankind to welcome their presence here. New Agers have been channeling their messages for years and it was obvious then that it was a deception. After all, unless you are in the New Age movement itself, everything coming out of there is assumed to be a deception by everyone else. And usually rightfully so. But the scary thing now is that these same messages channeled by New Agers are now being channeled by those in the prophetic movements of Church Unity and religious groups. Prophecies, visions, dreams and words all attributed to Yehovah are filling our internet forums, bookstores, pulpits, conferences, seminars, and churches. It is the beast agenda of Revelation 13 and it is gaining momentum everywhere you look. The one in charge of implementing the agenda is a player known as Saint Germain. He masquerades as a being who never dies and knows everything. He also has phony/fake scars in the palms of his hands for his probably to come claims that he was the one nailed on the cross some 2,000 years ago. Meanwhile, one of his sidekicks, Sananda, plays Jesus the Messiah behind the scenes in the spiritual realm. He appears to those having near-death experiences, or those who need help in channeling, psychic or cleansing circles of the New Age, or in visions those in the prophetic movement claim to have had, wherever his presence is needed where he can play the role of Jesus. He is actually not a lookalike at all, but the picture of Jesus the Catholic Church adopted hundreds of years ago, painted and depicted by Michelangelo and adopted by modern-day churches as Jesus the Messiah, is exactly what the Sananda looks like. There is also a darker, turban-wearing false Messiah that has been visiting Kenya and Ethiopia as Maitreya, healing the sick and preaching religion. Another day, another false Messiah. In fact, I can't keep up with them all. But these ones are dominant and associated with this Nisara agenda, so they need to be known of. From what I have been hearing from many people, the churches are strangely silent on end-time events. They are not preaching that false messiahs will come before the second coming of Yahushua, or Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And they are still plastering Sananda's picture in their bookstores, homes, and everywhere else. If you study the Middle Eastern culture of the real days of Jesus of Nazareth, they did not have long brown hair and long oval-shaped faces. And neither does the real Son of God. Ask him yourself. Most people even know that those pictures are just depictions of what Jesus may have looked like, yet when this Sananda comes, how many will be deceived by him anyway? Or Saint Germain, with the fake and manipulated nail scars in his palms? Which beast will the populace fall for? Hopefully neither. But there are always the gullible. After all, they have already achieved a certain amount of success with the gullible in both Christianity and with the New Agers. The last days are shaping up to be quite differently than what the churches teach. After all, the EU is supposed to be leading the way for the beast system in the last days, certainly not the United States, yet the Old Testament prophets foretold it would be last days Babylon and the king of Babylon who would be the last days beast. The Bible codes reveal America as the last days Babylon, and we certainly don't even need those to tell us that if you read the passages of scripture with any kind of discernment. I wrote a whole article on America the Babylon. No other nation on earth could fulfill all the requirements of the last days Babylon but the United States itself. Most churches want people to just read Revelation 17 and 18 and then manipulate it to be the Vatican or some other city. The term city is both a city and a nation, and Isaiah, Jeremiah, and John give us many requirements that this last days nation would fulfill. And America is the only one that fulfills every one of them. The Omegans, a term adopted by Germain, one of Lucifer's followers, contain Satan's last days armies, including aliens and those who support them. They support the Nisara agenda and they have threatened to implement it every year over the past 5. Will it be this year? Time will tell. Let's take a look at some of the things it encompasses. From their own writings, Nisara will entail a series of simultaneous announcements made by the world's governments around the world. A series of daytime flyovers accompanied by announcements of who they are and what they are doing. Followed by landings where they will allow a few individuals to take joyrides on the ships. 50 nations will be involved with first contact. Their stated goals are to promote world peace, alter social, cultural and economic structures while the earth rebels against their presence here and practically destroys itself. Of course, they refer to it as Mother Earth transforming herself. The final step is to introduce the world to your local spiritual hierarchy and reunite you with your brethren in the inner earth. I don't have any brethren in the inner earth and I certainly don't want to be united with anything from there. Many in the prophetic community, what is coming more and more to be the pathetic community, are looking for a peace treaty to be signed between the Jews and Arab. Will Nisara settle the Mideast conflicts? In their writings they claim, there will be an ongoing series of announcements by the Ascended Masters that will help resolve certain cultural power struggles and make possible cross-cultural cooperation. Each one will step forward and explain the origins and histories of your many cultures and religions, and radical changes will take place in your religious struggles. In other words, after they give us their views of our history and our real origins, armed with this new knowledge, the nations will stop their conflicts. Here's something interesting, it will also proclaim that we will no longer tolerate the greed and arrogance of your present cabals, governments. The announcement of first contact will encourage full disclosure of the now super secret UFO government files. The area of so-called UFO studies requires a spiritual arm. This segment enables us to look beyond the technology and realize that advanced, enlightened societies are primarily spiritual in nature. In other words, maybe they will admit their fallen angel status? That they were once angels who were kicked out of heaven? I doubt it. Here's more pointers on the agenda and what to watch for according to their own writings. They have a 14-month timetable to conquer Earth and implement their new economic system. Heaven has set aside a period from mere weeks to almost 14 months to serve as a transition. There will be a vast flyover of scout ships before the mass landing occurs. We will begin a program to allow you to visit our mother ships, refer to my article on To Serve Man. The following is an account from the Galactic Federation of Light, actually Darkness, sources. It might not be done in the open by their through world leaders and other means of cloaking what is happening. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Oh, for a short time the Galactic Federation teams will leave their ships to instruct you regarding this technology, and explain your responsibility as physical angels. They also claim we are co-creator gods, remembering who we are. We will begin a program to allow you to visit our mother ships. There will be vast flyovers by scout ships, which will occur before mass landing. Oh, we will release secret technologies, and even more wondrous devices, including many energy and transportation related inventions, that have been produced around your world during the past century. Your secret governments suppressed this technology, along with many other environmental innovations, out of deep-seated fear that such discoveries could result in their downfall. Oh, the rise of a post-internet environment, which we have initiated, will introduce you to new options in communication and entertainment. Simple handheld or easy-to-wear devices will provide instant information and enable you to contact freely anyone else on your world. Using small organic computers, you will become globally recognizable by your body's true frequency. These devices interface with your mind, providing a 3D holographic picture that contains data, images, etc. The commercial system will be 3D full-color telepathic holography. Anyone who wishes to communicate can simply visualize a person and their computer will contact them. It will include a universal translator and a special frequency dialing system that is closely linked to your unique physical signature. Each household will receive a device that converts light energy into matter to provide clothing and food. Remember that abundance programs will allow you to have all the financial resources you need. Our Earth allies have consented to many agreements even more powerful than Nisera. These provisions are not to be released to the general public until the first set of agreements has been publicly announced. Only then will the second and third waves of actions be revealed and made public law. Nisera is just the stepping stone to conquer Earth, then they'll roll out their real agendas called second and third waves. Oh, we will introduce you to technology will allow you to travel more freely. You will be provided with a new form of transportation, and your new personal vehicles will levitate a few feet off the ground, and are capable of speeds up to 500 miles, 800 kilometers, per hour. Aircraft as you know them will disappear and be converted to a magnetic lifter technology, with Mach 8 capabilities, as well as providing primitive craft that resemble ours. A teleportation system will be available for long-range emergency trips. We will also use this technology to build a fully automated highway system. Oh, an extensive training program for medical practices that are not harmful to health will be introduced. It will align your medical services more closely to ours. You will absorb an enormous amount of new information, and to help assimilation of the vast quantities of knowledge, we will provide a technology that can download it directly into your brain's memory and recall systems. You will develop your science and expand your philosophies in ways yet unheard of, resulting in a glittering union of these now contradictory elements. We will introduce you to the wonders of artificial intelligence. We will supply a system of technologies that, with your manifested abilities, will reverse the pollution that now fouls your air, land, and water on Mother Earth, in less than 6 months. Our second objective will be the factories, offices, homes, power generating stations, air, water, and land vehicles that spew out most of the pollution. Free energy devices will be introduced that can be mass-produced quickly. Using our technology, we can vaporize and fully erect buildings in a matter of days, and will retool your manufacturing network in less than a week. Moreover, we can fully automate it. Technological gadgets will allow you to end your dependence upon manufactured materials. You will be able to construct your own dwellings and collectively plan your cities. Your rural areas will be returned to their original condition of unspoiled forests and meadows. A number of our technologies can convert living light into food, clothes, and other uses, thus ending your long dependence on agriculture and the lumber industry. Remember that technology is a tool, provided by consciousness, to create as pleasurable an environment as possible. You need to make the next grand leap, that is, to grow from a planetary society to a galactic one. Never forget, dear ones, that you are mutating into Homo Galactica, a more integrated version of you. This galactic human possesses the ability to hold open, meaningful dialogue with your true self. Oh, special world centers will be created. A new financial system will be born. Our main objective remains a safe and sane successful conclusion to our first contact mission. This process involves many different possibilities. The one we prefer is to be silent support for a swift and successful military, political and economic transition on your world. Oh, crucial inroads in our ability to control and force a series of major resignations in a number of powerful governments are also in place. Moreover, legal documents to begin this procedure have been signed and legally adjudicated on the highest possible levels. Governments will reform or resign, and the UN will be reorganized, and a new international mandate of human sovereignty and freedom proclaimed. O government-created viruses abolished, we have observed the many biological projects produced in the Dark Cabal's laboratories. While we have drastically curtailed these projects since the late 1990s, several of them, introduced during the 1970s and 80s, devastated your world and became major global epidemics, AIDS. Our medical teams are monitoring them and can directly interfere only when first contact occurs. Oh, we are determined to assure our allies immediate success by making certain that all essential personnel now controlled by Earth's last cabal, the New World Order, are quickly captured. This means the arrest of our president and those leaders deemed New World Order mongers. Oh, with the cabal's leaders under arrest, some major and indisputably positive world changes can be formally announced. Once peace is declared, we will supervise the rapid disengagement of all warring parties, Middle East peace between Jews and Arabs. Oh, disclosures will also make possible the public proclamation of our existence by the new provisional governments. Which means governments are taken over first, before they arrive. Moreover, they will be able to introduce our planned pre-first contact broadcasts. Initially, these series of transmissions will clarify our role in these events and prepare Mother Earth's peoples for first contact. Oh, originating from scout ships or large mother ships, we will reveal through radio, TV, and computer networks, I told you they had internet access on these UFOs, the true picture of the world's history, in their words and pictures of course, also of conspiracies to deny you a cache of technology. Broadcasts will explain how people of the inner earth have looked after you. They have prepared an almost endless array of enclaves for you, Eden-like realms where you will complete your mutation into fully conscious beings. The special places built for you are fully operational and waiting. Mass landings will be delayed until the time arrives to deliver you to your new temporary homes, in inner earth. Heaven has set aside a period from mere weeks to almost 14 months to serve as a transition. Oh, harmony and a level of global cooperation never seen before on your world will become the normal, because no one controls their own minds anymore. A new system will be established that will enable you to transform the operation of your world, yet it's called chip implantation and holographics. The ascended master in charge of this operation is the Comte de Saint-Germain. Global prosperity will have arrived and a new galactic, demonic, society will be born. O Master Saint-Germain and Hylarion, as well as El Moria and many other masters, intend to oversee the formation of your galactic society. Galactic Federation of Light equals Galactic Federation of Darkness. Germain has stated, the army of God has assembled. They are here in full glory in the frequencies of the office of the Christ, under the direction and protection of Lord Michael and his electric blue flame of truth of the mighty sword Excalibur. I'm sure they will just join forces with the Knights of Malta and those in the third wave building and preparing Joel's army now in the prophetic/pathetic movements. Their own followers reveal that these Omegans have infiltrated every society and government in the world. There is a special group of beings that are here, on Earth, working secretly and silently, helping us from behind the scenes, and have been for quite some time. This group originally came to Earth at about the end of the Atlantean/Egyptian period and have stepped in many times in the past in many situations along the way, to ensure that this now time would take place and we would finally have our freedom restored. These beings are time travelers and mercenaries who have very special gifts and talents, who do what they do best. They have infiltrated, over time, every single organization, both civilian and military, every government and secret society across the planet. And it goes on, they answer to no one except the office of the Christ, which includes all the forces of light, Lord Michael, the King of Swords, Germain, Mother Sekhmet, and Lord Alcyone, the Ascended Masters, and we the ground crew, all who are known as Faction 3. These amazing beings have far advanced technologies and are here to get the job done. And what they leave behind is for the vultures to feast on. They are here to make sure Nisera gets announced, and freedom's holy flame is firmly planted on Earth forevermore. The Omegans describe their coming takeover as a peaceful invasion. Ever heard of one? Why don't they just cut out the editing garbage of peace and prosperity and say it for what they really mean, as in hostile slavery? Here they finally show some of their true colors with this adage on being armed and ready to take over our country. One of their channelers stated, this morning the King of Swords, Germain, told me they are armed to the teeth and ready right now to do what must be done. He told me that sudden actions will take place where military tribunals will be called according to the laws of the Constitution and the laws of the Solar Tribunal. All of these war criminals who have committed crimes against humanity will be rounded up instantly, brought before the tribunals where they will be tried, convicted, and sentenced for their crimes immediately, on the spot. He told me this is how it will be done, and no other way. From their own writings you see a twisted maze of speaking love but prepared for hate. They talk about peace yet they're armed to the teeth and fully prepared to conquer anyone who stands in their way to establish their idea of peace. Sounds like another bringing freedom and peace to the world speech we have heard ourselves from our own leaders. The Omegans must employ presidential speech writers. According to their main site at nisera.us, Nisera initiates peace immediately and 1. Provides forgiveness of credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt as remedy for bank and government frauds. 2. Abolishes the IRS, creates flat rate non-essential new items only sales tax revenue for government. 3. Initiates U.S. Treasury bank system, which absorbs the Federal Reserve, and new precious metals backed U.S. Treasury currency. 4. Restores constitutional law. 5. Requires resignations of current administration to be replaced by constitutionally acceptable Nisera president and vice president designates until new elections within 120 days. 6. Requires the president designate to declare peace enabling international banking improvements to proceed smoothly, ends U.S. aggressive military actions immediately, and many more improvements. It doesn't sound bad, in fact it sounds like something we would all want. But remember, nothing is free. Not even Nisera. Nisera comes on the terms of the alien/fallen ones who bring it, not our terms. Nisera requires membership to join as foretold in Revelation 13. Therefore much cleansing will be required of those with dark qualities. In other words, just as with the NWO freaks, the Christians, patriots, and pests who refuse to join the Nisera crowd will be persecuted and killed just as the NWO would have done to them. This is no different of an agenda. This is Satan's economic program and part of the kingdom he is going to establish on this earth. So to be a part of it, you will have to join Satan's kingdom or starve. It is like waving bananas in the faces of monkeys. It is tempting, but unless you understand the dark side of it, you will be deceived into joining Lucifer's kingdom. Remember, according to the Omegans, Nisera is just the first stage of their plan. We don't even know what the second and third ones are. But we know where they lead and those who follow them. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead, or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night. Who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." Revelation 14, 9-11. And the beast was taken, and with the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Revelation 19, 20. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, Yahushua, and for the word of God, and had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Revelation 20, 4. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I Daniel looked, and, behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, "How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever that it shall be for a time, times, and an half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, "O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" And he said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, and made white, and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." Daniel 11, 1-10.